RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, weekend review, and news in brief. We'll continue to our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with listener's mailbag. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian government apologizes for poor services during Eid al-Fitri exodus. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla attends President's open house reception in Yogyakarta. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian government, through Home Minister Cahyokumolo, has apologized for all hassles and troubles faced by people during the Eid al-Fitri exodus, especially related to public services. Minister Cahyo, escorted by Kompas.com on Saturday, claimed that the government had done its utmost to prepare road infrastructure to ensure convenient travel. He added that the government would conduct thorough evaluation to improve its services. Prolonged gridlock at the East Brebes exit has reportedly resulted in a number of fatalities given the absence of supporting rest areas along the newly built toll road. Local media cited data from the Brebes Health Agency and Regional Disaster Mitigation Agency, BNPB, that at least 17 homebound travelers died in the area of Brebes Central Java alone between June 29th and July 5th. The causes of death range from fatigue to traffic accidents. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla and his wife, Mufidah Yusuf Kalla, attended President Joko Widodo's open house reception at Gedung Agung on Saturday in Yogyakarta. He arrived at the State Palace at around 11:40 a.m. to exchange 8 greetings with the President. The meeting between the two in Yogyakarta was the first since the 8 that fell on Wednesday this year. Vice President Yusuf Kalla flanked the President along with the Governor of Yogyakarta, Sultan Hamengkubuwono X, and wife Kanjeng Ratu Hemas, Minister State Secretary Pratikno and wife, and Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung and wife during the exchange of 8 greetings with the people. Trade ministers of the G20 countries met to discuss the global investment strengthening mechanism and economic growth stability in Shanghai, China on Saturday to Monday. Chinese Trade Minister Gao Hucheng, as chairman of the meeting, said constructive mechanism in trade and investment by the G20 countries is expected to encourage the multilateral trading system, spur global economic growth in the midst of the world's slow economy. Gao Hucheng said that at present, the G20 member states collectively represent 85% of world gross domestic product, 80% of world trade, and 2/3 of the world's population. Therefore, G20 countries should play more roles actively to create a stable global economic growth. Meanwhile, Indonesia's Trade Minister Thomas Lembong expressed optimism that the world's economy would recover soon in the near future. He also optimistic on Indonesia's government capacity to formulate and implement economic reformation. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Member of House Commission to Januar Prihatin proposed the establishment of law and on Pancasila implementation to strengthen national defense. In his press statement on Saturday, Januar said that the parliament should formulate draft on defense and security, namely in terms of terrorism deterrence. According to him, the suicide bombing occurred in Surakarta lately showed the weakness of national defense, as it happened more than once. He stated that terror acts conducted by several individuals indicate that the country needs to strengthen the understanding and Pancasila implementation, as well as to protect Indonesia's unity. He added that the government should also reformulate law on defense and security strategy to prevent terrorism acts and human rights violation. Indonesia's Minister of Agriculture Amran Sulaiman said that one of Indonesia's solutions on agricultural production improvement is to implement agricultural mechanization. Speaking on Saturday in Makassar, Minister Amran said that agricultural mechanization become solution when agriculture workers decreased as many youngsters decided to leave the village. He explained that with agricultural mechanism is able to reduce production costs by 40% as well as to increase the efficiency of planting period up until the crop. Amran added that the government remain motivating researchers to create innovations in developing farming machine. He further invited related stakeholders, especially researchers and farmers, to work harder for the development of Indonesia's agriculture. North Gorontalo region Indra Yasin said recently that outermost islands in the Regency are prone to be made as hideouts for terrorists. Therefore, his office will intensify surveillance in 52 outermost islands there. He added that the local government's effort to develop those islands as tourism objects and to develop seaweeds and livestock industries in those islands have also expected to prevent the islands from becoming hideouts for terrorists. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian government apologizes for poor services during Idul Fitri exodus. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla attends President's open house reception in Yogyakarta. Listener, that was the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding VOI International Quiz 2016 with the main prize, having a holiday in Indonesia. Indonesia, an amazing country, the world's largest archipelago country, where you can find a lot of wonderful things. Indonesia, a beautiful place with natural cultural diversity, along with its friendly people. All of this will impress you for good. Are you dreaming of visiting Indonesia? Make your dream come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2016. You may be the lucky one to visit the wonderful Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. What is the capital city of Indonesia? 2. What is your favorite program? 3. Tell us briefly what you know about Voice of Indonesia. Please send your answer along with your personal data, passport number, and expiry date of your passport to voiquiz2016@gmail.com. voiquiz2016@gmail.com. Before August 1st, 2016. Welcome to Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with news from Indonesia, which present a variety of interesting information from across the country in a week. The first news comes from Bandung, West Java. National Search and Rescue Agency, or Basarnas Bandung, is alerting personnel and rescue equipment to help people in case of marine accidents in the southern and northern coast of West Java. Head of Search and Rescue Office in Bandung, Slamet Riyadi, on Thursday said the condition of the ocean waves on the coast of West Java is still rough enough so that needs to be watched by visitors to the beach. According to the personnel stationed in the territory of the District Pangandaran and Cipatujah Beach in Tasikmalaya Regency, personnel in charge of overseeing the entire southern coast of West Java are ready to move in case of natural disasters and maritime accidents. He added, Basarnas team also alerted in Cirebon to cover the area of security along the northern coast of West Java. The next news is about the pomp and tradition of Indonesian Muslim community in celebrating Idul Fitri in various regions in Indonesia. In Yogyakarta, the five mountains of Grebek Syawal were carried by courtiers of Ngayogyakarta Palace to Masjid Kauman Gede on Thursday, finished in a flash by hundreds of people waiting in the courtyard of the historic mosque. In Grebek Syawal this year, there were seven mountains actually contained in various crops were paraded by hundreds of soldiers from City Hinggil Kraton Yogyakarta. Five of them were taken to the Gede Mosque, while the two others to Kepatihan Office and Paku Alaman. An official of Ngayogyakarta Palace, Enggar Prikantoko, explained Grebek Syawal is a celebration of the completion of Ramadan month. Meanwhile, in Bengkulu, villagers in Cokoh Betung, Kaur District, Bengkulu Province, held the tradition of Njamu, or the prayer of salvation conducted by men who visiting people's home in turns. Tarmawi, a local community leader, said that the activities carried out after Idul Fitri prayers. Njamu is synonym to hosting a party. This means that the host provides various types of food for the men, young and old. Before the food is served, they first pray to God, or in the local language called bersuara. After praying, the dishes are eaten together and they proceed to the next house. Each house will have a turn, Tarmawi said. Prayer team consisting of the old and young men divided into two groups so that citizens are not too long to wait for their turn. Well, that was news from across the country.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Welcome back to Today in History, a daily segment of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, which brings back people and events from this day in the past as recorded in history. We start from an event on July 10, 1962. The world's first communication satellite, Telstar, orbited into space. Telstar is the name of a communication satellite and the first satellite that was orbited into space. Telstar communication satellite was an artificial satellite which was stationed in space with telecommunication purposes. Telstar 1 was launched on the top of Delta Tau rocket on July 10, 1962. The launching event was transmitted through space with the first television pictures, telephone calls, and fax images. On July 10, 1973, Bahama gains its independence. On July 10, 1973, Bahama Islands, which is located in the Atlantic Ocean east of America, gained its independence. The first European who came to the Bahamas was Christopher Columbus in 1492, and since then the Bahamas became the territory of Spain. The natives of the Bahamas were the Arawak Indians, who were eventually eliminated and became extinct. Initially in 1647, the Bahamas came under the British rule, then the first settlement of Europeans on the islands was established. In 1964,
the Bahamas gained autonomy, and then in 1973, it achieved fully independence. The Bahamas has become one of the famous tourist destinations in the world, and the country has largest foreign exchange earnings derived from tourism sector. We conclude with an event on July 10, 1985. Greenpeace Rainbow Warrior 1 ship is bombed and sinking in Auckland Harbor, New Zealand, by French secret agents. The Rainbow Warrior 1 was one of the name of ships that were operated by Greenpeace. Rainbow Warrior 1 was one of three ships that was used by Greenpeace to do protest actions to fight against environmental damage. On July 10, 1985, French Secret Service agents planted two bombs and sank the Rainbow Warrior. One crew member was killed. It was an instance when a government chose to respond to peaceful protests with deadly force, but peaceful protest has prevailed. Only two agents ever stood trial, Dominic Beard and Alan Mafford, who had posed as Swiss tourists, pled guilty to charges of manslaughter and willful damage, receiving sentences of 10 and 7 years. A UN negotiated settlement arranged that they were transferred to Haut Atoll, a French military base in France, Polynesia. That was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Spotlight of the Week that highlights the government's drive for the completion of revision of legislation acts of terrorism after suicide bombing in a number of places.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
The incidence of suicide bombing in Solo City Police Resort headquarters a day before Idul Fitri has reiterated the importance of prevention of criminal acts of terrorism in Indonesia. The spirit of the revised legislation on terrorism has been rekindled by the government to immediately be resolved in the House. Minister of Justice and Human Rights Yasona Lauli said he hoped the deliberations on the law of terrorism can be held during the next session of Parliament. He expressed readiness to work with the Parliament in completing the legislation that will strengthen efforts to prevent criminal acts of terrorism in Indonesia. The fractions in Parliament and us will discuss and jointly seek the best formula. Yesterday, the House of Representatives is preparing DIM or inputs from the fractions. Later, in next session, we will discuss it more thoroughly. I was appointed by Mr. President to discuss it together with him. This certainly involves all the institutions associated with it, like BNPT, police, army, political parties to jointly discuss with Parliament. Meanwhile, Chairman of the House, Ade Komarudin, welcomes the government's spirit to immediately resolve the deliberation on the law of terrorism. He stressed the importance of prevention in the points of the revision of the law. The House with the government to immediately complete the Terrorism Act. The most important thing is in terms of prevention. Good prevention, culturally or structurally. Culturally, for example, about ideology, about education, because they cannot be separated from it. It also should be a part that we cannot take lightly to think about. Suicide bombings ahead of the Idul Fitri occurred not only in Indonesia. The terrible acts also occurred in several other countries other than Indonesia. In Turkey, Bangladesh, and Iraq also experienced the same fate. The Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or ISIS, is suspected to be the cause of a series of suicide bombings. Responding to this, Minister of Religious Affairs Lukman Hakim Saifuddin said that the Indonesian Muslim community is moderate Muslims who do not accept the teachings of radicals such as ISIS. Acts of violence like that is completely contrary to the teachings of the religion. I don't know if there are any linkage or not, but let our law enforcement officers, the police, uncover and expose the perpetrators and the motivation behind the incident. Then that Islam embraced by the majority is Islam which is moderate. Thus, such teachings like ISIS is completely unacceptable in Indonesia. On the incidents of exo-suicide bombings before Idul Fitri, some time ago, the Indonesian government expressed condolences to the victims, their families, and also the state government. President Joko Widodo said that the incident was damned incident and did not deserve tolerance.
Tidak dibenarkan dan itu harus kita kutuk.
It cannot be justified and should be condemned. There can be no such things as tolerance to things like that, especially at the Nabawi Mosque. On behalf of the people of Indonesia, I would like to express profound condolences for the victims, their families, and to the government of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. In addition to the Indonesian government, a number of parties condemned the bombings that occurred in many countries around the world. Vice Chairman of the People's Consultative Assembly, Hidayat Nur Wahid, said the incident was a serious problem because for the first time, one of the attacks targeted the Holy Land. He also said that terrorism is not a part of Islam. Meanwhile, Chairman of Muhammadiyah, Haidar Nasir, said the actor and the power responsible for the bombings ahead of the Idul Fitri is a paranoid figure that is destroying nobleness of religion, moral, and universal humanity. That was highlight of the week over Voice of Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with news in brief. The Indonesian government, through Home Minister Cahyo Kumolo, has apologized for all hassles and troubles faced by people during the Idul Fitri exodus, especially related to public services. Cahyo, escorted by Kompas.com, claimed that the government had done its utmost to prepare road infrastructure to ensure convenient travel. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla and his wife, Mufidah Yusuf Kalla, attended President Joko Widodo's open house reception at Gedung Agung on Saturday in Yogyakarta. Vice President Kalla flanked the president along with the governor of Yogyakarta, Sultan Hamengkubuwono X, and wife, Minister State Secretary Pratikno and wife, and Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung and wife during the exchange of eight greetings with the people. Trade ministers of the G20 countries met to discuss the global investment strengthening mechanism and economic growth stability in Shanghai, China on Saturday to Monday. Chinese Trade Minister Gao Hucheng, as chairman of the meeting, said constructive mechanism in trade and investment by the G20 countries is expected to encourage the multilateral trading system, spur global economic growth in the midst of the world's slow economy. Member of House Commission 2, Yanuar Prihatin, proposed the establishment of law on Pancasila implementation to strengthen national defense. In his press statement on Saturday, Yanuar said that the parliament should formulate draft on defense and security, namely in terms of terrorism deterrence. Indonesia's Minister of Agriculture, Amran Sulaiman, said that one of Indonesia's solutions on agricultural production improvement is to implement agricultural mechanization. Speaking on Saturday in Makassar, Minister Amran said that agricultural mechanism becomes solution when agriculture workers decrease as many youngsters decided to leave the village. North Gorontalo region Indra Yasin said recently that outermost islands in the Regency are prone to be made as hideouts for terrorists. Therefore, his office will intensify surveillance in 52 outermost islands there. That was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id. You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, to the frequencies of 95.25 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder. After Lebaran is over, I will invite you to Krakal Beach in Yogyakarta. So stay tuned in RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Besides to the shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voi.co.id. Krakal Beach is one of many tourist objects in Gunung Kidul, Yogyakarta. The beach is located at the south end of Jogja and has exceptional beauty. Besides beautiful and exotic, the waves there is suitable for surfing. Krakal's shopping shoreline is studded with white sand. Besides, the rock reef also adorn most of the shoreline and become home to abundant colorful fish such as damsel fish, bestum, pogat, tigar, butterfly fish with blue stripes, and also a group of small fish with bright blue color. If you want to surf in Krakal, you have to walk first to go to a row of rocks located offshore, and before meeting the reef, break type waves, which is quite challenging. The seabed is dominated with reef, so if you want to surf, you need to be extra careful. The right time to surf here, especially during the dry season, is between March and September. The waves are pretty good, but to surf here you have to bring your own surfboards because the beach does not provide any surfing board rental. If you just want to stroll on the beach, don't forget to use footwear because the rocks here are very sharp. From the beach, you will see the sights of passing fishing boats looking for a strategic place to cast line. You can also see fishermen who dive for umbal, a kind of small marine animals that lives attached to rocks. Umbal will then be processed by the local people into chips or brittle. Krakal has two large rocks that separate it from the adjacent beach. You can climb to the top through a lane provided by the local towards the gazebo that is provided for tourists who want to enjoy the beauty of the beach from above. The location of Krakal Beach in Ngesti Harjo Village, Tanjung Sari, Gunung Kidul, Yogyakarta can be reached in about 2-hour drives from the city of Yogyakarta by car. The road to Krakal is relatively good, and along the way you will easily find food stalls and hotel. The entry to coastal area in Gunung Kidul is usually guarded from 8 a.m. No special ticket to get into Krakal Beach, however. If you want to stay around the beach, you can stay in one of the many hotels around this beach. The price also varies. There are also many food stalls that provide marine fish menu. That must be considered if you want to visit the beach. Don't forget to bring flip-flops or boots because the rock on this beach are pretty sharp. Local residents usually use sandals made from old tires to be able to freely search for a fishing spot. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder Today featuring Krakal Beach in Yogyakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding VOI International Quiz 2016 with the main prize, having a holiday in Indonesia. Indonesia, an amazing country, the world's largest archipelagic country, where you can find a lot of wonderful things.
Indonesia, a beautiful place with natural cultural diversity, along with its friendly people. All of this will impress you for good. Are you dreaming of visiting Indonesia? Make your dream come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2016. You may be the lucky one to visit the wonderful Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. What is the capital city of Indonesia? 2. What is your favorite program? 3. Tell us briefly what you know about Voice of Indonesia. Please send your answer along with your personal data, passport number, and expiry date of your passport to voiquiz2016@gmail.com. voiquiz2016@gmail.com before August 1st, 2016. Welcome to Indonesia.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and traditions, technology and environment, and even lifestyle. Today's edition will be discussing the Five Mountains Festival 2016. So stay tuned in www.voi.co.id. A special festival called the Five Mountains Festival 2016 will be held in Central Jawa from July 21st to 24th. At least 50 art groups will participate in the annual event organized independently by farmer artists of Lima Gunung or Five Mountains community in Magelang Regency, Central Jawa. The festival is planned to take place in the area between Mount Merapi and Merbabu and Keron Hamlet, Krogowanan Village, Sawangan District, Magelang Regency, while the opening ceremony will be at the Mount Wukir Temple in Canggal Kadiluih, Salam District, Magelang, on July the 19th, 2016. The Five Mountains Festival 2016 carries the theme of Polo Kependem. The theme is literally pointing to the strength of the food security of agricultural products that are buried in the soil, such as cassava, yam, taro, and gembili or Dioscorea esculenta. The theme also wants to refer to the wealth of the archipelago or Jawa, as stated in the Canggal inscription found in the Mount Wukir Temple, on welfare, prosperity, security, and peace in Jawa Dwipa or Jawa Island in the past. This year, the Five Mountains Festival will stage various arts including dance and music, both traditional and contemporary, performance and installation art made from natural objects, cultural carnival, book launching, art exhibition, a ritual procession, and cultural speeches. The festival was initiated by Five Mountain Community. This community consists of some village residents who live in the area surrounded by five mountains in Magelang, Central Jawa, namely Merbabu, Merapi, Sumbing, Andong, and Menoreh Mountains. Most of them work as farmers while doing some performing arts in groups in each hamlet. This community was initiated by Sutanto Mendut, a humanist. The festival held by the farmer community of artists to this day has been widely known and even in foreign countries, mainly due to relying on the strength of family and the spirit of independence. It is held without any proposal and sponsors. The Five Mountain Festival has always been able to allure thousands of people, including national leaders, cultural circles, clergy, art observers, and cross-discipline academics. Well, that was Miss Leni today with the topic Five Mountain Festival 2016.
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. And now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Suresh Agrawal. In his email, Mr. Suresh Agrawal asked to inform him about new radio competition, if any. Hello, Mr. Suresh Agrawal, wherever you are, thank you very much for your attention on our broadcast. Unfortunately, we do not hold any new radio competition but for your information now, we are holding the second quiz called VOI International Quiz 2016. We hope that you can participate in the quiz. So, what are you waiting for? Send your answers to voiquiz2016@gmail.com. voiquiz2016@gmail.com as soon as possible. Maybe you are the lucky one. Well, Mr. Suresh Agrawal, we are looking forward to receiving your next email, and please send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com. Thank you. And before we read another email, we'll play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
أكبر الله لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله
Listener, now we will reply an email from Gumidi Mohammed in Algiers. He was listening to our broadcast in Arabic language. In his email, Mr. Gumidi Mohammed said that he likes Voice of Indonesia's program. Hello, Mr. Gumidi Mohammed. Thank you very much for your email dated May the 10, 2016. We appreciate very much for your compliment on our radio. Thank you for your satisfaction on our programs in Arabic language. And for your information, Arrival Service Voice of Indonesia also serves in 6 foreign languages and Indonesian language besides Arabic language. For the detail, you can find out our all programs at www.vui.co.id. Well, Mr. Gumidi Mohammed, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report. And now we'll play a beautiful song just for you. Enjoy the song.
Hari ini sekali itulah kunyahan dari Ilahi.
Selamat Hari Raya,
selamat Hari Raya,
selamat Hari Raya. Hari ini Hari Raya.
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply a comment from Riaz Ahmad Khan in Pakistan. He was listening to our broadcast on June 5, 2016. In his email, Mr. Riaz Ahmad Khan said that on the 5th of June, as he sent the messages on Facebook chatting, that there was no any voice signals coming. And he also said that sometimes the voice was cutting after 10 or 15 seconds. Hello, Mr. Riaz Ahmad Khan. Thank you very much for your attention on our broadcast. We are really glad to receive your reception report, and your report is very useful for the improvement of our radio quality. For your compliment, we will deliver it to our technical division. Well, Mr. Riaz Ahmad Khan, we are waiting for your next email and certainly with your reception report. And for information, you can send your report to voi.english@gmail.com. voi.english@gmail.com. Thank you. Listeners who are listening to our radio now, we'll play a beautiful song just for you. Let's check it out.
Yang tak sengaja
di hari ini, mohon hapuskan.
hari raya, miskin dan kaya, semua sama gembira. Zakat fitrah dan zakat harta yang mempersatukan kita. Pandai-pandailah mengambil hikmah hari raya yang mulia. Tingkatkan iman, amal dan takwa, serta perkuat ukhuwa.
Minal aidin wal faizin, maafkan lahir dan batin. Minal aidin wal faizin, halal bihalal ya Allah amin. Dosa-dosa dosa-dosa
yang tak sengaja
di hari ini mohon hapuskan.
Well, listener, actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. We want to say thank you for listeners who have liked and visited our official Facebook fan pages. Thank you for visiting our Facebook fan pages and also for being our regular listeners. And we also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia. I repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and The Voice of Indonesia. And you can also follow our Twitter at Voi Indonesia, @Voi Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment of Listener's Mailbag, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Anya Sana. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag. Bye-bye.
jengkal persaudaraan. Walau di mana pun jua di kau berada, semoga berbahagia di hari raya. Hapuskan segala kedukaan, pengalaman yang pahit usah dikenangkan.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VOI Indonesia.